Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show, Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show, Chappelle Show. Let's start the show. Dave Chappelle, come on down. You're the next black comedian to get his own show.
Oh, my God, I did it. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome everybody to the Chappelle Show. So see, I am Dizzle. You know, I've been watching the news and reading the papers, and I've been seeing that there's been a lot of like scandalous behavior, like these major corporations. They rip everybody off, Enrons and Tycos and all this stuff. They don't be getting no time. They don't get no time in jail. I got to get in on this being white thing. It's like there's two legal systems damn near. It'd be better if they, just for like maybe 3 days, if like they actually put those guys through the legal system that we all have to go through, and then they put like crack dealers and shit through the legal system that they go through. Wouldn't that be something? Well, tonight we have a very special episode of Law and Order. I hope you enjoy it.
No, it's rough today, Charles.
Same old, same old. The county's complaining about us misleading the stockholders and blowing the employee pensions. I mean, what a bunch of babies. I mean, come on, this is business, people, right? And speaking of business, you know. Satchko, take a powder.
And you. Well,
Detective Charles Stevens from the Dade County Police Department. I've got a warrant here for your arrest.
A warrant?
Charges of cocaine trafficking. And, frankly, I'm afraid I don't know how to handle it.
Oh, man, we gotta be careful with this. We don't want to embarrass somebody like me in front of my family and my community. I tell you what, I'll come in and turn myself in around Thursday, okay?
Is 1 o'clock good for you?
Oh, no, that's no good for me. I got some trim coming at 12. I turn myself in, say, between 2 and 6.
Thank you so very much for your help. And, again, I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, no problem. One love.
I love you, too.
So what am I charged with?
Yeah, like you don't know, you little bitch.
Would you do me a favor and not smoke? I'm allergic.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, Chuck. Why don't I do you a favor and put it out there for you, huh?
He wants to talk to his lawyer.
Legal aid?
You're on. Sorry. You're like my 14th case this week. Somebody take a piss in here?
It wakes me. I pee.
To compliment you gentlemen on a very classy, over-ass spread with cheeses that I've never even seen before. And my apologies for being late, but I got caught up with some punana.
Well, so, like I said, we don't want to make a big deal out of this thing. You're a cocaine dealer, but you've done a lot of good for the community.
Oh, I know, man. On Thanksgiving, I'll be passing turkeys out like Nino Brown, baby.
But seriously, we have to do something. How about you testify before a Senate committee and spend 2 months at Club Fed?
When I get out, can I steal traffic rocks to the community?
Absolutely not.
You're right. Selling rocks would be wrong. Nailed the
Anyway, he points the gun at us and he tells his dog to sick us. It was at that point that I fired upon the canine and we were able to subdue Mr. Jeffries. Upon further search of the mansion, we were able to locate this. Pure Colombian heroin.
Yeah, wait a minute. Your Honor, I don't know whose heroin that is, but it certainly isn't mine.
Then his wife threw her titties in my hand. It was weird, Your Honor.
You grabbed her titties. I saw you.
Before I sentence you, is there anything you'd like to say?
Okay. First of
all... All right, that's enough. You're the worst kind of scum on the face of the earth. You're an animal. A filthy, big-lipped beast.
I'd like to congratulate the jury of your peers for reaching a verdict. 10 minutes is a new quarter. All your possessions will be seized immediately by the court, and you will receive the mandatory minimum of life in prison. Plenty of time to lift weights and convert to Islam.
Get out of my sight, you...
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
In the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead and ask me a question.
Did you...
Fifth. A secret document that I think you need to say.
That would be all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month. But...
Oh! We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back. Bring your kids.
Hello, my name is Tyrone Biggins. Sometimes the endless pursuit of crack leaves me tired and depleted. But now cocaine comes in a delicious shape. Red balls. It gives me
the bus must be red ball.
please. Shazam!
Get some money for this.
Yeah, y'all remember last season we used to do a segment called Ask a Black Dude that featured comedian Paul Mooney. Well, he's back again this year as America's leading black psychic, Negro Damas.
What's the meaning of life?
Who is my real father? Will I ever find a husband?
Am I going to get sick?
Does God really exist?
For centuries, people have turned to one man for the answer to life's great mysteries. That man is Nicodemus.
You, sir.
Nicodemus, will Arsenio Hall ever have another show?
Yes, Arsenio Hall will get another show. It will be called Good Morning, Black America. It will be shown at noon throughout the country.
Thank you so much, Nicodemus.
Next.
Nicodemus. Hello from France. Arnold Schwarzenegger va rester se marier avec Marie Chauvet.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will divorce his wife and marry Shirley Temple Black. And she will be Mrs. Shirley Temple, black nigga. You, sir.
Nicodemus, why do white people love Wayne Brady so much?
White people love Wayne Brady because he makes Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
For centuries, people have turned to one man for the answer to life's great mysteries. That man is Nicodemus.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more Chappelle's Show. Welcome back. You know, I don't know if anyone's ever seen this segment we've done on the show, Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories. But if you haven't seen it, Eddie's older brother, Charlie, works on our show, and he tells us these crazy stories, some of which are so crazy that we have to have him come by and tell them to the crowd. So tonight, we have for you a brand new True Hollywood Story from Charlie Murphy.
I can recall another one, like, I think it was in 85, like when all that androgynous was going on, and what was wild was that the guy who looked the most like a bitch was getting all the women. Even I had the Jerry curl was coming out, and I had my stick to the side and all that. If you wearing baggy now and you acting hard, if you from L.A., you motherfucker was wearing some strange. We in the club, we getting our groove on, shaking it up, and Prince came in. That's when Purple Rain came out, and Prince was the shit, you know what I'm saying? Prince had on it was like a Zorro-type outfit. He had the ruffles that come down the front. He had the big perm fluffed out and all that. And mustache and everything that was drawn on his face. And it looked like something that a figure skater would wear, you know what I'm saying? And he was with his whole crew, and he had this other cat named Mickey Free. And Mickey Free was like the new cat in Shalimar, that when he joined the group, I heard mad cats like, yo, Shalimar got a new girl in there, man. That bitch fine like a motherfucker. They was talking about Mickey Free, man. Okay? Mickey Free is not a girl, alright? They came over where we was at. Prince started talking to my brother.
Hello, Eddie Murphy.
Prince, what's up?
I'm a big fan of your comedies.
Oh, that's hot, man.
Would you like to come to my house and listen to some music?
Ooh, that's cool. Fruity, get the car.
Assemble your crew. I'll be outside.
We went up there. We get there, he puts the tracks on, the tracks were slamming. You know what I mean? We listening to the music and everything. We grooving at the crib. We got girls over there. Yeah, nice environment. It was tight.
This bores me. Is anyone up for a game of basketball? How about you and your friends versus me and the revolution? So I was like, this nigga must be joking, man. I don't know where he's going with this. But he was dead serious. He had his helper or whatever go and get some like shorts and sneakers and gave them to us and laughing. I'm like, this is gonna be some funny ass shit. So they come out, right? And I look at them and they still got on the same shit they be wearing. Come on. It was wild. I was like, I know they ain't thinking about playing ball and that, but they were. I said, hey, you know what?
You know what we're going to call this? The shirts against the blouse.
And when I said that, this look came on his face. Uh-huh. He asked brilliant. And I'm looking back at him thinking to myself, you know, what are you angry about? I mean, you know where you got that shirt from. And it damn sure wasn't the men's department. I mean, I kind of learned something that day. Don't never judge a book by its cover. This cat could ball, man.
Play ball.
He was crossing cat. Like, I crossed me up. Made my knees stand together. He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching it down.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
Run a play. Computer blue. Darling picky.
They was kind of setting these fruity picks, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be trying to check Prince, and then you got this cat standing behind you, and he's getting close to you, and his hands is out like this. You don't really want to be bent over in front of a cat like that. You know what I'm saying? Prince was incredible. Prince, you got a towel, man? It's kind of hot out here, man.
Why don't you purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Good.
In your face, Charlie Murphy.
Good.
Good hustle.
Yo, man, I'm not on your team. I mean, it wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory.
Game. Blouses.
I was there. I seen it. You don't believe me? You think I'm making it up? You think I'm trying to, enhance the story because I'm involved? I'm trying to give myself an excuse for losing because I'm telling you a story about Prince? I dare you to challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him. Right? And make sure your people is there to see the game. Because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened?
After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes. Thank you. Well, I got to admit, it was a good game.
I wish I could say the same for you and your crew of flunkies. Do you guys want some grapes?
I mean, you know, there's some great storytellers in the world that we live in today, man.
Bitches.
You f***ing make up that
Happening, everybody. It's Dave, and right now it is my pleasure to present to you none other than CeeLo.
Yeah, yeah. What time? Hey, ho. How could I possibly be inconspicuous when my flow is pretty ridiculous? That's quite an accent. See, I'm from the south, but some of the most beautiful things come out my mouth, and I'm on stage just as soon as I come out the house. So I might as well give them something to talk about. I bust a rap to make a blind man believe in the boogie, and if you came here to move this evening, the boogie. If you want me to come, when you want me to come, you got to call me, 'cause I'll be around. Yeah. from the south. I like them girls with big butts. It goes in their mouth. I come from the back roads in a dirty house. And if you leave the door open, mama, cause you're out. I got a big dog in the front yard. Best believe that bitch bite hard. I got a granddaddy who think he's so calm. That's how we do it around these parts. Oh!
When you want me to come, when you want me to come.
You guys are a wonderful crowd. I'd like to thank you all for being here and you at home for watching. I will see you another time. Good night.
I'm rich, bitch!
Hi, thank you.
There are a lot of imitators.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
And only one Chappelle Show.
Buckle up, baby.
Chappelle Show. Catch an all-new episode next Wednesday at 10:30 right here.
For Chappelle.
The queer guys got their shot. Now it's the straight dude's turn.
Straight guys don't usually collect teacups.
Straight plan for the gay man. A fabulous, I mean, kick-ass Comedy Central makeover event. Premiering Monday at 10.
Straight up!